Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
The Pitch Your Business competition is now in full swing. Over 300 participants are engaging in high-quality online training provided by the Northwest University's Faculty of Economic and Management Science. With this free online training, we intend to equip and empower those in the early stages of their entrepreneurial journey, as well as those who are still to implement their ideas. To all participants of this year's Pitch Your Business competition, as you commit to this remarkable endeavor, Radio Pulpit wishes you a fruitful journey ahead.
We wish them a fruitful journey ahead, all the 31st or 31 participants on Pitch Your Business. We opened the show Heart to Heart with the sounds of Dr. Tumi, No Other God, and the time now 15 minutes just after 12. Welcome to Heart to Heart. I'm Sibongile Mofokeng, and hello to you, my family. I am Sibongile Mofokeng, and I'm with you up until 3 o'clock right here on 657 a.m. We're going to have a beautiful day. We have a beautiful lineup for us today. In this hour, we have Pastor Lucky Libebe. We are looking at the two parts of pension. I am asking you to call in, ask questions with excitement, with whatever curiosity. He's here. He will respond to you. He's going to talk about the disadvantages and the advantages of the two parts of pension or in our pension system. And we are also going to talk to Umeta Walk. We're also going to talk to Halal Africa. And let me see, who am I leaving behind so that you know what's happening today. You are not left behind. And so we are also going to have... Where am I, Ganti? We are also going to have the Child Protection Hotline talking to us. I am so excited about it all. Muruti Libebe is already in the studio. Muruti, how are you?
Wow, I'm excited. I'm just as excited as everybody who can't wait to get hold of their pension money. At long last. We've been waiting for 12 months and it's finally here.
At long last. Let us welcome you like this. This is how we welcome our guests on Heart to Heart. Right? And now we've been listening to the news. We've been reading on newspapers. We've been talking about these, asking questions. And everybody is talking about the saving pots and yes. Retirement, yes. Everything, you know, the retirement pot, the saving pot, the two pots of in pension on the pension system, which I knew.
Yeah.
Please explain all of that first before we can go to the excitement of receiving our pension money after 12 months.
Yeah, well, it was last year around this time when the Minister of Finance, Kodongwan, actually made a big announcement that, you know, government is going to be introducing what is called the two-pot system and on people's retirement fund, and that the two-pot system will basically have two pots. The one pot would be the savings pot, and then the other pot will be the vested pot or the retirement pot, as you call it. I also want to say, Sibongile, as we begin this show, that whatever I'm going to be saying, particularly around the two-pot system, does not constitute as financial advice. That, and if people are looking for financial advice on the two-pot system or on the retirement fund itself, they can actually speak to a financial advisor or a financial planner who's registered with the FSCA. I just wanted to make that disclaimer, but yes, I'm going to be making commentaries that are based on my book, which makes reference to pension fund and retirement annuities. Wow. And I'm also going to be delving a little bit more on the two-pot system.
Muruti, as soon as Ntate Kodongwana made, you were like, Lord, download.
Exactly. Yes, because as Bongile, you and I know, we come from a very hard economic turmoil. I think economically, our country and the world at large has not been...
We haven't recovered yet.
Yo, man, we haven't
recovered. We are
still
trying
yes.
to. Yeah. And the more some of us are trying to recover, it's the more... We are getting deeper into it.
I hope you will get some courage after today's show.
Yeah.
That there's actually an exit out of the system. But I think it was a good announcement from the Minister of Finance in a sense that, one, our government had an understanding based on research, based on statistics, based on what they have seen out there, especially post-COVID-19. And you would know that post-COVID-19, we struggled with a lot of things. One of the biggest things that hit us economically was retrenchments that happened, where within the space of 2 years, just between 2020 and 2022, we had over 2 million people that unfortunately lost their jobs due to companies getting liquidated and all of that. And of course, we know we've had stages in this country. We have had stage 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of COVID-19 lockdown, and then we also had stage 1, 2, 3, I don't know until what stage of load shedding. Can you imagine?
Now we are on load reduction.
Oh, they keep changing the terms, and
it's still the same thing.
The day you know the difference, please tell me. The day you know the difference between load,
because you don't see the reduction, you just
as long as I don't have lights, that's what it is. It's load shedding, whether you call it load reduction. Well, at the end of the day,
at least if we had lights that will dim, you know,
exactly.
Yeah, and then we're like, no, that's funny reduction.
Funny enough, that's what I thought when I first heard the word reduction from Eskom. I thought, okay, maybe you're not going to be able to use your iron, but you can at least watch TV.
You can't use your stove, but the fridge will be on.
That's what
so you still can use all of them. You're still in the dark.
Yeah, it's amazing. So the minister made up this announcement to say, on people's retirement fund.
Yeah.
And I want to say there's a difference between a retirement fund and retirement annuity.
Okay, all right.
Let's start there. Okay. Retirement annuity.
Yeah.
I'm going to dive on that a little bit later because it's very important that we speak to our people in South Africa, especially given the statistics of the employed or the working class that is without a retirement fund or any form of a retirement plan.
Mm.
So this one, the two-pot system, it's actually based on your retirement fund. And I would also say to people, those who have not yet started speaking to their pension fund administrators, if your pension fund administrator is linked to your employer, you can speak to your HR and then start getting more information about how this works. But I'm just gonna say, you know, as basic information about how the two-pot system works. So the minister is saying you can now withdraw 10%
Everybody's excited by that.
Exactly.
All right, but we need... Okay, go on.
So you can withdraw at least 10%, in fact, 10% of your retirement fund, because this is not like you are liquidating your retirement fund or taking out everything that's in there. He has given us access to only 10% of your retirement fund and only up to 30,000 rand that you can actually withdraw. And of course, it's going to be a tax deductible as well. So it will be paid into whether your savings or your check account ultimately by your retirement administrator. And then some of people will probably get it through a retirement administrator who is tied up to their employer. It will be paid to them the way you receive a salary, and it will be taxed the way you receive a salary. Now you can get up to 30,000 or 10%, because for some people 10% will be 10,000. For some people, 10% of their retirement fund will be 15,000 and so forth. And I know that by now, because the effective date for this withdrawal and this claim actually started yesterday on the 1st of September. And what a great way to start your spring. That on the spring day, it was going to spring
was
out.
Spring.
Exactly. You know, some of the, a portion of your retirement fund was going to spring out as well. So you can access up to 30,000 or 10% of your retirement fund, and the rest of it then will remain in your retirement fund itself, and you can actually withdraw or claim 1/3 of that money annually, every tax year. So next year, if you took out your 30,000, if you are lucky enough to have your 10% equivalent to 30,000, then next year you can actually take about 1/3 of your savings pot as well, and you can do so annually. And I also have to repeat that, of course, indeed, it is tax deductible. If you need information, details and figures of how much exactly you're going to get and how much of that is going to go into tax or SARS, as I said, you need to speak to the pension fund administrator.
It's funny.
Or HR.
Yes. It's funny that, Muruti, there are people who are almost at the years of taking their pension fund, of getting or of retiring. And a person believes if it's 2 million, then I'm going to get all of it. And they are not thinking about it being taxed.
Deductible one, yes, as well. Well, capital gain tax come to people that have reached their retirement age and are actually going to liquidate their retirement fund. But as I said, in this case, there are some limitations, and which I think it's a very good thing.
That you don't finish the whole.
Exactly. I always say, in fact, I even said it in my book, Life After Death, that money is a tripartite, which means it's something you need to use for the three phases of your life. Money needs to address your past needs, and then it must address your current needs, and it must address your future needs as well. And the retirement annuity or retirement fund is one of those investment plans or savings plans that seeks to address the needs that you will have in the future. So for me, what is plausible is the fact that there's a limitation clause to this two-point system. And it also comes from a place of understanding that we come from a very difficult place. And for me, as Bongile, as long as people can make good use of that money, then it's really worth it.
I know of people who retired early because they were rushing to get their pension money. And at the end of the day, because they've been paid all of that and it was taxed, and then they find out it's not what they expected. Or maybe they expected whatever they got, but they finish it within months. In 2 years, it's finished.
It can be gone. There's a chapter, if I may, in my book that is entitled Wealth Killers and Money Traps. And I actually, now that you said that, you reminded me of a reference I made as one of the money traps. So you and I could be, let's give out a scenario where you and I are employees, we are working here, and we start talking, and I start selling some business ideas to you, and say, you know, you can actually do better than you do.
And then I invest.
And then you ask me, but how, like, am I going to get hold of the capital investment for the business you are asking me to do? Sometimes it's not even a business, an investment scheme.
Yeah,
I almost said scam. It's an investment scheme where I could be selling this investment scheme to you and say, you know what, Bongile, you could be a millionaire by December this year. And you ask me, but where will I get the money to invest? And I said, go straight to your retirement fund and take all of that and put it into that. It's actually alarming, the statistics that show how many people have done exactly that and fall into what I call the money trap. They take that with little experience of the business or of the investment scheme itself. You can't invest into any investment portfolio that you do not understand. You can't venture into a business without, you know, technical know-hows and skills on how to run that business, and even without an established clientele. So someone sells you this dream of a business that's going to make you an overnight millionaire. You don't know the network within that industry. You don't know the clientele. You don't know the pros and cons. You have no experience whatsoever. All you want is to wake up a millionaire. And people made that big mistake of retiring, you know, their funds early, which is a premature liquidation of their retirement fund, and put it into a business that, because of lack of experience and also because no genuine business promises you quick returns. There's no business that will give you a break-even point within 3 months. No. There's no an investment scheme that is so authentic that will give you three-digit return on investment in 2 months. But you hear that every day from people, and that's what makes people to go out there and liquidate their retirement fund and put it into a business they are less experienced in, They have no clientele in such businesses, and they fail. And a year later, they try to go back to the same job they left, you know, with no retirement plan whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really tough. You know, what you said there just reminded me of what I said. So many different ways in which people, because of desperation, some because of fear. During COVID-19, for example, statistics shows that a lot of people liquidated their retirement fund because they were just so afraid. They thought we are all dying. They thought, what's the use? You know, they thought, oh God, there were even conspiracies about, you know, how retirement funds are going to just disappear. How government is going to access those funds and use them for vaccines. There were a whole lot of things that were said there. And it led people to rushing into their retirement fund, liquidating all their funds and so forth. It's bad. Recently, I was at a car shop somewhere, and I was shocked to see so many cars that people are selling in the quest to survive. You know, they have made bad business decisions, bad financial decisions, and you know, they now have to sell their assets. And sometimes, unfortunately, they even have to sell the last car that they have because they made very bad business decisions during the COVID-19 pandemic. So it's one of those money traps that I highlight and talk about a lot in my book, Life After Death.
So what are the advantages and the disadvantages of the two ports that we have?
Okay, which one should I start with? Do you want good news or bad news?
Obviously, we want the good news first.
Well, the good news is, as you said, you rightfully said that we are all in a place where we are feeling some form of pinch from the recent economic turmoil, the recession, and all of that. So the good news is here it's an opportunity that your retirement administrator is providing you for you to have an early access of some retirement funds, which you can use to sort of bring some financial stability
in your life.
What you don't want to do with that money is to go drink out with friends or use it for something that it's not going to, you know, influence financial freedom in your life. I think if you can use that money for debt settlements and you use that money to pay off debts, because, you know, financial freedom is your gateway to wealth creation. Until and unless you are debt free, and as long as you are still militating with debts, it's going to be very difficult for you to get into the roadmap of building wealth. So the advantage of that is, you know, for those people that have been in debts, that have been listed in the credit bureau, who are not even credit worthy with bad credit scores, here it's an opportunity through this two-pot system, where you can liquidate the savings pot and actually use it to recover financially and to restructure your financial position. I think for me, that's the greatest advantage. Mm-hmm. And we all believe and we know that when you have money and you have less debts, or when your debts are paid, it increases your happiness.
Mm.
You know, it drops the stress levels. You don't stress as much as you used to because now your debts are paid and you are happy and all of that. So I think that is on the advantage side. And then the second advantage I can think of, Sibongile, it's there are people with great business ideas. I tell you, great business ideas, and they have knocked at every door.
You know where we started, and then now you're talking great business ideas.
Well, there's a two side of every story, right? The two side of the coin.
So this is the other side.
This is the nice side of the coin. There are people that have got great business ideas, they've just been knocking at every door trying to get some investment funds. You know, can you please invest in my business idea? Please fund my business plan. If I can only get 30,000 to get my business started and all of that. And they have not. And some people want passive income. You know, they are working, their salary doesn't seem to be that enough. And they've been looking for some extra cash, which they can use as capital investment to kick off a business. So this is where the two-pot system for some people is going to be very beneficial, because ultimately you might find investment capital in the savings pot to actually do what you've always wanted to do all this time.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And then the negative side?
Well,
the bad news.
Let me tail it a little bit. Maybe I'm going to say something you probably thought about it, but it will make you think more about it when I say it. The employment sector in South Africa, it's a very interesting thing to look at. we have over 14 million people in South Africa that work in the private sector. The private sector is the biggest employer within the South African employment sector.
Mm.
And in the private sector, which is the biggest employer, the biggest employer within the private sector is retail. So you would know that so many of our young people, I mean up to 14 million people, are working in retail.
Retail,
in retail store. And a lot of those people would earn, some of them below minimum wage or below living wage. And the point I want to make, it's so many of the people that earn, you know, maybe just above a living wage or below, they don't have a retirement plan. If they were to get fired for any reason, they will walk away with that last month's salary. That's it. They will not have, you know, any employer's benefits to their name. They will not have, you know, any income that will come after that. And it's possible that there are people that have been working in the retail industry and
for years
and it's still their employment package does not come with the retirement fund. And it's because there's an option for those who don't have retirement fund through their employers. There's an option for them to actually have a retirement annuity with a financial
That's where you
service
wanted to
provider.
Also do that differentiation.
Exactly. Yes. So if you don't have a retirement fund, you can approach a financial service provider, a financial institution, and there's so many of them. You can then open up a retirement annuity with them. And monthly, just the way someone works for government or public
and their
sector,
pension.
Yes, you can also make your contribution there. I just thought that's a very important piece of information. Because, I mean, one day you will not be able to work. You know, it's funny that 55 years you are on retirement already, or 60 if you are a man. And if you think about it, the time goes so fast, and before you know it, you are in retirement. What are you going to be doing? Have you been saving anything for retirement? So you actually need to have that. So the negative side of it would be, unfortunately, I wanted to highlight the fact that many people don't even have this retirement annuity or a retirement fund. Maybe that's the reason why there's not as much, you know, South Africans, the way we are, there isn't as much drama and excitement about today. You know, in as much as the few people, a few million people who have retirement fund are excited, but there's so many. And for those of you that feel disappointed and say, oh, well, I wish I was part of this minority that is celebrating access to the two-pot system, I would say start considering having a retirement annuity. Yeah, it's very important that you do something like that. And some people say, Bongile, well, I think I'm going to open a savings account myself and put in money there towards my retirement.
Okay, yeah.
And it's not always... I'm sure I'm wondering, just like the listeners, what the what's about?
Before the month ends, it's gone.
It's gone.
Because there were needs in the house.
So, I would say, on the disadvantage side again, there is a norm within many of the working class people that. Of liquidating their retirement or their retirement fund every time they change jobs. So when they leave company A for company B, then they go for their provident funds and then they liquidate.
Yes.
And I would say, like I said, money, it's a tripartite. So always have savings so that you are safe. I always say, if you don't save money, you're not safe. Because you need to have money put aside for the particular purpose of your retirement age, for something that speaks to your future. And some people say, well, what if I die and, you know, that money is left here? At least, you know, that could be some form of legacy, you know, to your dependents as well. So there are people, in fact, a huge majority of us in the working class South Africa, where people always liquidate and defund their provident fund every time they change jobs. And I would say that now, the two-pot system mm-hmm. for such people, it's a negative, because what would be their 10% mm. when they have just been working for 3 years in a new company, when they have actually defunded their provident fund mm. when they left the previous companies. So for on the negative, I would say a lot of people won't have so much to be grateful for.
Mm.
And the long-term negative of it, and this is why I say to those people who feel, I don't have a pressing need to withdraw, I would say to them, it's actually even more plausible that you keep it that way and that you don't make your withdrawals.
Don't be excited.
You know, forget about that. It's yours, but yeah. just live with what is disposable to you in a form of your monthly income,
mm.
and just don't make those 10% withdrawal in this exciting 30,000. It's not an obligation. It's mm. an emergency fund, sort of an access.
Rescue kind of.
Exactly. So mm. If you can live without that, good for you. We clap for you. Please keep that up. Just live without the two-pot system. Leave all your money in your retirement fund, and you will see it during your retirement age. I'll say then the negative part of it would then be for people who will use that money to create more debts. That's the unfortunate part. It's called lifestyle inflation.
Mm.
The problem with debts is not debts in itself. The greatest cause of debts is lifestyle.
Mm.
In my book, I call them lifestyle debts or lifestyle inflation.
Yeah.
So every time someone gets a little bit of jackpot and money,
mm.
then they change their lifestyle.
Yeah.
So you're going to have a situation where someone, for example, will unfortunately use this money for a liability. A liability is anything that takes away money from you. You can't use this two-pot system and the withdrawal you will make to buy yourself new Mag rims on your car. No, those Mag rims are not going to bring any more money to you. You have to be investing it or putting it into something that is either going to clear your debts or act as a form of either a short or long-term savings plan. I would say that.
Mm. Family, we're talking to Pastor Lakhile Bebe, the author of the book Life After Debts, and today we're looking at the two-pot system in our pension fund. And if you do have questions, we are taking your questions. We are coming back to talk more about the book itself with Pastor Lakhile Bebe. And the lines are opened on 012-334-1322, 012-334-1322. SMS line 37871, 37871. Do you remember? You'll be charged R150. WhatsApp line and Telegram 0826572729, 0826572729. Let's take a break. We're coming back with Pastor Lakhile Bebe, taking the sounds of Minister Lombard Machinge, Isaiah 54, verse 11.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love. On 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So, join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Looking for a daily dose of inspiration? Radio Pulpit has got you covered. Follow our new WhatsApp channel and get inspirational content delivered straight to your phone. From uplifting daily devotionals to motivational podcasts, we have it all. Plus, stay in the loop with our latest events, exciting campaigns, and all the news about your favorite programs and presenters. To follow our WhatsApp channel, go to WhatsApp or go to radiopulpit.co.za for instructions. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, keeping you in tune and in touch.
It is Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. And yeah, we do keep you in tune and in touch. Now you can find our channel, our WhatsApp channel. Go to WhatsApp on your phone, click on the updates tab, and where you can search the channels for Radio Pulpit, or you can go to radiopulpit.co.za for instructions. Bona, kiruna bao. I'm not alone. I am with Pastor Lakhile Bebe. We gave you the sounds of Minister Lombard Machinge, Isaiah 54 verse 11. We are talking about the two ports. We're also talking about his new release. We're talking about his new book, and it's Life After Death. Before I go to the comment that's here, Moruti, why Life After Death?
I actually wanted to say, Sbongile, let's pronounce it well. Some people think you said life after death.
Death.
No one is dying, people.
Debs.
We're not in the funeral. It's Debs. As in deaths,
yes.
Right?
Debs.
So life after death. So, yeah, speaking a little bit about my book, Life After Death, it's a guide to wealth creation and a debt-free life.
Mm.
The truth of the matter is so many of our people are struggling with debts. Struggling with debts. And that has been...
Dikoloto.
Yes. It's the number... I actually used to say... debts are a weapon of wealth destruction.
Yeah.
Debts are a weapon of wealth destruction.
Little foxes.
Exactly. Those are the little foxes that destroy every little opportunity you have to create wealth and to live a financially free life. So I wrote this book as a roadmap, step-by-step guideline on how to come out of debts. In fact, there is a chapter in the book that is entitled How to Come Out of Debt. And it gives you three simple steps that if you do consistently, you will be debt free.
Mm.
And these are the steps that I have personally myself used when I was indebted to over $1 million of personal debts.
Hmm.
Yeah, personal credit loans, student loans, you call all of that. And I use these three basic, you know, unconventional ways, which are all detailed in my book. And they, you know, if I'm very confident, if you put this into practice consistently, so you will be as debt free as I myself has witnessed. So
over a million. That's, somebody might ask, Moruti, how did you get there?
You know,
over a million. If you get 50,000
with my experience, 50,000. I just love the way you said it with like a wow face, like over. With my experience, Bongile, I've met worse people than myself, and I probably feel better than me. I'm not saying people should go out and make deaths.
Mm.
It's a death sentence.
Ish.
But I've met people.
Mm.
A gentleman that had what I think he said 300 million. Yeah. 300 million.
How do you get there?
Yes. For some people, it will be like business-related debts, business transactions that have went wrong and all of that. Over-committing themselves on a business or investment transaction and all that. But in my case, it was a combination of, business investment credit versus personal loans.
Mm.
Versus student loans, I did about 8 courses. I think I spoke about that, you know. I have about 8 qualifications, and I did not have the money, you know, to pay for all of those.
So you were in school flat straight?
In school, and that required a lot of student loans.
You graduate,
yes.
You go back.
And then I also run businesses on the side that needed a lot of, investment capital.
And it looks good at that time.
Well, it looks good because of the ambition and what you see,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
Oftentimes you just see the end part of what you are starting on the other side, and you don't tend to see what you're going to through. And life is so unpredictable, by the way. You know, life is not a straight line. You can think, I'm going to go this way. And things happen. For example, who saw COVID coming? Nobody saw that coming.
Nobody was ready for it.
In fact, there's a lot of people who had...
Governments were not ready for it.
Weddings were booked, you know, air tickets were paid for, and COVID said hello. Mm. And all of that went unrefunded. And so things like that happened to me as well. And a bigger part of that was also the fact that at the time, very young and ambitious, I did not have the financial education that I have right now. I did not have the financial experience that I have right now, because I actually said in my book in the preface that your learning determines your earning. Mm. Your learning determines your earning. Your financial status is the sum total of your financial education.
Mm.
So how well you know about money determines how much money you will actually have.
Okay.
And at that time, all I had, my ambitions were bigger than my money knowledge and my money management skills.
Mm.
That's why my book is really highly recommended. It's a combination of experience, technical knowledge, and all that. I went through a journey before writing my book where I read about 40 books on financial literacy alone. And I learned so much from there. And it came from that place. And before I knew it, for you know, the good things, Bongile, is that unlike a lot of people, you know, some people can be hard on me just like yourself when you went, ooh. They can say, how dare do you have a million debts? For me, at least I knew how much I was owing. Some people are so much in debt, they don't even know.
How much?
They don't open up those credit mails.
You know, they
don't answer phones. So for me to be able to say to you, you know what, this is how much I owed, that means I must have went through some form of, you know, a debt settlement or a debt review process that I've actually put myself under, where I confronted those debts. And you know what the nice thing is?
Mm.
I paid off that in 12 months.
Mm.
In just about 12 months.
Wow.
I was done.
So there's a step-by-step on how to get there.
Yes. It's in my book. I know people are as itchy as you are in their ears. Please get the book.
<You're> looking at my smile.
Definitely get the book. Three simple steps and you out. I tell you, if you follow those religiously,
you
in no way you're going to be out.
All right. Family members, try to send it, your messages via our Radio Pulpit WhatsApps, not my personal one. Okay. Love you, family. But yeah, let's try to do that. But a family member says, Spungle, please ask Muruti, which institutes can we trust for, institutions can we trust for our pension annuity?
Oh, I'm afraid to advertise people for free. Any on types? Radio Pulpit.
Yeah, that would be for free.
Yes.
Any types?
Please walk into, it would depend on whether the person asking is employed or self-employed. Right. If you
because are, even the employed also do have.
Yes. Okay. Let's put it this way. There's three scenarios. Three people. Spongile. One of them is employed. One of them is self-employed. The other one is employed by an employer who does not pay for their retirement fund. These three people. So one is employed by an employer with a retirement fund. You joined that company, and that company had a retirement administrator that they are affiliated to as a company, and they use that retirement administrator to pay off or to arrange a retirement plan for all their employees. So that one does not have a choice. Everything is there in their place. You speak to the HR, they'll tell you who that person is. I don't want to mention their name. There's a lot of us of them here that are doing so well. Fine. Then there is this one who says, she sounds like the one who says, I don't have a retirement fund. So if you don't have a retirement fund, you can approach financial institutions, even banks, by the way, without mentioning all our beautiful banks.
But which ones? Are there types that we need to check out?
What do you mean? Okay, because reputable ones. Are you worried about reputable?
Yeah, what do you look for when you
go for the big five? We've got the big five banks. The big five banks.
Okay.
We also have trust institutions. I don't want to mention those trust institutions. We also have retirement annuity institutions. I almost mentioned them for free.
No, don't. Bring them here. So, let them pay first.
Yes. And you can approach the banks. And, you know, our banks are so good. If you meet a financial planner in the bank, I always say to people, don't just go to the bank to deposit and withdraw.
And that's what we do, hey?
Oh, yeah.
To Kupaskolo.
There's financial planners, very good guys in the bank that are registered with the FSCA. You can go speak to them in a session. They'll give you a coffee and say, listen, apart from you guys in these banks, can you recommend any other retirement fund?
Yes.
That? And they'll happily quickly refer you to them. They will even tell you the ones that they themselves are affiliated to. And the listener who made that comment sound like someone who needs a retirement annuity, an RA, and not a retirement fund. So please go to a financial institution, that could be the banks or a trust fund administrator. But the first step for you, if you are new in this world of retirement savings, go to the bank and speak to a financial planner in the bank, and they'll give
you'll get
all
good advice.
Yes.
All right. Muruti Khomoto Maha, hello to you, saying hello. Holy greetings, my dear sister, your visitor, and the entire listenership. I have tuned in. Hi, Muruti. Thank you so much for tuning in, our queen. It's always awesome. Prue says, shalom, my queen and pastor. People are afraid of losing their pension money, so they assume that the two pots is a lifesaver. They shouldn't view it that way.
Not at all.
It's just for you to breathe a little bit.
Is he saying I'm going to withdraw it because I might lose it?
No, that's how people are looking at it. Mm. They look at it as a lifesaver.
People don't trust our government, do they? They don't. Anyway, it's not that way.
It's not that way.
Yes.
It's just for one to use that little to help them
exactly.
Get by.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
Limi G is saying, family, I just got in the office now. Please tell me what's the name of the book and where do we get it? Muruti.
Life After Deaths. Life After Deaths. Life After Deaths.
Not
That's
leave.
The name of the book. We're not dying. It's not death. It's debts. We are trying to show you how to live beyond debt, to be debt free. Guys, it's nice to say, I owe no one nothing except a smile. And this book will show you just how.
How do we get it? Where do we get it?
Oh, yes. There's a WhatsApp number you can send right now. What I love is when you send a WhatsApp number or text to this number, you get a quick response. And anywhere you are in South Africa, they'll send this book to you within 2 days.
Okay.
Anywhere you are. The number is 071-352-4581. The last time 071? I was here, you said I was too fast. So
I love it. I'm relaxed.
Exactly. Then I told myself today when she asked for the number, I'm
going to
say
well.
The first
you
three digits
well.
And then breathe and say, let me say it again with the breath in between. 071.
Right.
352.
Uh-huh.
4581.
All right.
Then we'll get the book straight to your door.
Thank you so much, Muruti, for coming through and talking to us on our financial statuses and even making the book available for us so it can help us to come out of debts. Your closing statements?
My closing statement is, dear listeners, get my book because your learning determines your earning. If you don't save, your life is not safe.
If you don't save, your life is not safe. Sure, Muruti, thank you so much. And the numbers again, my family members, 071-352-4581. It's 071-352-4581. So, Limiji, that's where you can get the book. And let's get out of debts. All of us, if we can, let's all get out of debts. God is bringing it at our doorstep.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.